I say Mer, yeah, Dead End Hip Hop, MERS, Ski Beats, Love and Rockets Volume 1. Me, you know, I mess with MERS. I always like MERS since Living Legends to his joints with Knife Wonder, his solo albums, man. I like MERS. So I like, he put like a fun side to the West Coast. You know how West Coast is always so, you know, hardcore, NWA, da 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 da. He brings a good fun and a good storytelling to the West Coast. I always love MERS storytelling, man. They funny and he paints such good pictures too, man, when he rhymes. So I like him, man. MERS and Ski Beats, I call him, I know Mike ain't gonna appreciate this, but I always call him Mr. Dead Presidents, you know, because he's the creator of the classic Jay-Z song, Dead Presidents, which I love that beat. That beat is like, huh?
That's a classic beat.
Yeah, it's a classic beat, huh?
Why would I like that?
Because you don't like Jay-Z.
I like that song because he stole Nas on that song.
Oh, well,
it
yeah.
It works.
I'm sorry. My bad, Mr. Mike C. Town. Mr. Mike C. Town. But, I Ski Beats. You know, I always like Ski Beats, man, from all his beat tapes he made and everything. But overall, the album, I think my favorite song is actually the last song, which he paint. Was it Animal Style?
Animal Style.
Yeah, that's like.
Your favorite song, really?
That's like, yeah. I mean. Favorite. That's, no, I said that's one. Yeah, that's like one of my favorite songs.
That story. I put that shit on. I was like, man, that shit was crazy, yeah. Man. Like, you could follow. You could visually follow that whole song.
That's why I like it so much.
It was incredible.
I'm just surprised because of the subject matter that was your favorite song.
So that's the last song.
That's the Animal Style.
Very okay, then my track. Okay.
But anyway, a lot of good, a lot of good tracks.
Yo, that track, that was actually like, my favorite thing.
Go ahead. It's just one of those things where it's just like, it's really, that's one of my favorite things about MERS, is MERS is not afraid to do anything the fuck he wants. Like, he's like, you know what? Yeah. It's just like, MERS is not afraid. Like, think about that. Who else would do a song like that? Who else would do a song like that nowadays? Without being a little bit afraid that they're going to be labeled gay.
Right, nobody.
Or not even just be labeled gay, be labeled sympathetic with gays. That's so not cool in hip-hop. But that's what I love about MERS. He's just so fucking honest. And this album, it's like everything that he talks about, everything sounds so honest. And he's always been that way. And that's why I've always appreciated MERS. Mm-hmm. It's like, he's one of the first dudes to kind of get that emo label thrown at him because he talks about real life shit. Not just, you know, he's West Coast, but he ain't talking about busting motherfuckers or selling drugs. He's talking about real life.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. No, I was gonna say, because touching on what you were saying, you know, like him being from the West Coast, but he's not like a gangster rapper.
Exactly.
You say like that song where he was on the hook, he was basically talking like he was LA and saying like, I never broke up.
Was that Eazy-E?
That was what I was going to say. That was my favorite track.
That was number two for me.
Eazy-E, that song, I love this album. This album gets an A+ for me based on that song. That song was perfect because that was my life. Like, that was all the shit that I was getting into.
So I was listening to it and I was like,
oh my God, like, this motherfucker is like really speaking my shit. Like, he's talking about all the dudes that I listened to when I was younger that were all from Cali. Like
all, his idols,
all the Hyro shit. And I was like, man, this is fucking great. Like, that song was dope. And then the actual track, Ski Beats.
That shit was
monstrous.
Locksmith?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We sing about Absol on that joint.
Absol was dope,
Absol
man.
I love Absol, man. That's
probably the second best MC in Black Hippie, man. I was so... you know what? I was glad to see Absol on this album, man, to get a little bit more exposure, man, because I think he's dope. I think a lot of people don't know about him, so... shout out to Absol, man.
Of course, MERS is on Absol's last album, so yeah, I can see they probably real cool with together.
Yeah, like, man, I absolutely love the album and definitely a fan of Ski Beats. You know, he works with Currency as well. You know, I like those soulful, laid back, smooth type of beats, man. So for me, when I listen to this album, you know, there's two things. You know, the production will be on point. You know, if you follow Ski Beats and like his work, and if you follow MERS and know his work, you know the lyrics and the storytelling and the art of seeing everything will be represented. So you know you will receive a top quality hip-hop album from start to finish. And I think that's what MERS delivered for anybody that likes his work, that appreciate him. And even if you don't, you should listen to this album because you will definitely gain an appreciation for just him as an artist, period.
Yeah, he definitely stepped up again. It's like once he did Merch for President.
Love that album. Yeah, I did. Okay. Sorry.
Love that album. I'm just like, really? You loved that album?
I play that shit a lot, man.
When he did that album, I actually, for a minute, I lost a lot of faith in Merce. Because he signed to a major, and I was like,
it was on Warner.
And I was like, Merce ain't gonna do nothing crazy. He's gonna stick to his formula. He might step out of his box a little bit and do something crazy, like a little crazy. But when that album came out, I was just not feeling it. I didn't think it was bad. I wasn't feeling it. So when he did stuff after that, I was always looking to hope that he was gonna go back to the Merce that I loved. And this album is like, he's fresh again. Mm-hmm. And like everything he's writing now is like, I think he's friends with Slug. I don't know if y'all know that. And they had the group Felt. Mm-hmm. I think he's taking a lot of those storytelling ideas from Slug, because he's getting so good at storytelling. Like 67 Cutlass, where they're talking about the cop.
Yes.
That was great. And it, like he has a line about how you stick a pig in the trunk all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, okay. And then like Remember to Forget.
That was another song where I was like, that's my life again. Like, what is going on now?
Like,
yo, you know what was one of my favorite lines? And I tweeted this shit. My girl is dumb smart. Your girl is cool to smash. She got a crazy body, but she got she a stupid ass.
Look,
I ain't gonna lie, man. Look, if you like hip hop and you can't fuck with this album, then you don't like hip hop. That's how I feel, because, again, I'm gonna put it out there. You know me, I make bold statements, goddammit. But this is how I feel, because I feel like you get, you know what I'm saying, a variety of what hip-hop is. You know what I'm saying? It's not just one thing. Like, you get the storytelling, you get cleverness, you get funny, you get witty, you get emotional, you get, you know, legends, you get the throwback shit. You get a lot of stuff. And then the thing is that I didn't know really where he was from. You know what I'm saying? When I heard Eazy-E, oh, this nigga from the West. You know what I'm saying? And he doesn't sound like a West Coast artist.
I know. He never did. That's what I love about him. And I'm glad.
Oh, I was going to say, I know Merz is not everybody's cup of tea. Not everybody's going to love this guy. I know that. But there has to be at least one track on this album that you at least can respect.
Well, it depends on what you listen to, but I feel you. Yeah, I feel you.
And even if you like party shit, he's got party shit. Yeah, even if you like that borderline club shit, he's got borderline club shit. It's like Merz is such a diverse rapper. Yeah. And this album, he covers the gamut. Just like you said, he covers the gamut. And that's what I love about Merz.
Shout out to Ski Beats for not making the album sound, you know, the same. Like, the sound of the album was like... Right. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, okay, everything sound kind of the same. You know, sometimes those one producer albums, it might get that way, but that really shows how talented that Ski Beats is.
But back to what you were saying about the production, man. If you notice the way the production was and the actual song itself, it was a perfect relationship. It was damn near perfect, almost symbiotic in the way it met, like Animal Style. The way he dropped the beat out sometimes, the way he just let it go to just the drums. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Production, man.
My favorite track in that album, man. We just went in on that damn track as soon as I said it. But yeah, man, if you like Merz, man, Ski Beats, you appreciate good hip-hop music, man, cop this album, man. Cop it. iTunes, Amazon, fatbeats.com.
Yeah, man, I think it was a great album. I can honestly say it's one of the best that I've heard in 11 again. You know what I'm saying? I think 2011, man, is a very, very, very good year for hip-hop. Very, very, very good year. And I fuck with it, man. It's a great fucking album. Go cop that shit.
Yeah, man, it's clear. I love the album. I definitely think, you know, it's a good representation of what Merz is as an artist, as an MC. The production was definitely on point. And from start to finish, man, it's a great album. Definitely go cop that joint. Go pick that up. Add it to your collection, man. You won't be disappointed, especially if you're familiar and know what Merz is and what he do. So, yeah, scoop that shit up.
Cosign.